So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the two features of a Bechor. Bechor Laleida, the firstborn of all the mother's offspring, and Bechor Larechem, the first to emerge naturally from the opening of the mother's womb. Sok the Mishnah. Yetzi Daifin V'Haba Achrov, an animal that has only one feature of Bechor. For example, the first was born through a cesarean section, which is only a Bechor Laleida, but not a Bechor Larechem. And the second was born naturally, which is only a Bechor Larechem, but not a Bechor Laleida. And there was a Machlekes. Reb Tarfon holds Shneim Yiru Ad She'istavu V'yechlu B'mumen L'Bailam. Both animals are a Suffolk Bechor. Therefore, the owner keeps them, but they must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish, and only then may he eat them. Because Mesafkele Bechor L'Davar Echad Ihav Bechor, I Lo Ihav Bechor. Reb Tarfon was unsure whether a Bechor with only one feature has Kedushas Bechor, therefore we treat each animal as a Suffolk Bechor. While Reb Akiva holds Shneim Ein Bechor. Harishim Emnesha Ein Petar Rechem, Vashenim Emnesha Kadma Acher. Both animals are certainly not a Bechor because they do not have both features. Therefore, the owner may eat them even without a mum. Because Peshita Le Bechor L'Davar Echad Lo Have a Bechor. Rabbi Akiva was certain that a Bechor with only one feature does not have Kedushas Bechor. The Gemara proceeds to cite a Braisa that concurs with Rabbi Akiva that Bechor L'Davar Echad Lo Have a Bechor. And the Braisa cites the sources for the features of Bechor from the following Pesuk. In Parshas Bo, the Pasuk states, Kadish Le Kabachor Petar Kol Rechem, Bevnei Yisrael, Be'odma Behema Lihu. And the Pashas Re'ei, the Pasuk states, Kol Bechor Asher Yivol B'Pkarchu B'Tzayin Chazachar Taktish L'Hashem L'Kecha. The word Bechor means the firstborn, but could include any firstborn, even females. Therefore, the word Hazachar limits it to males. Only a firstborn male is a Bechor, but a firstborn female is not a Bechor. However, we might think that in the case where Yatzasa Nekeva L'Fanav, a female was born before the male, we might think that the male is a Bechor, even if he is not the firstborn, because he is the Bechor L'Zchar, the first male. Therefore, the words Petar Rechem exclude this case that he is not a Bechor because he is not a Bechor L'Leida U'L'Rechem. He is not the firstborn of all the offspring, nor the first to emerge natural from the womb. However, we might think that in the case where Yatza Acher Yetzi Daifin, if an animal, male or female, was first born through cesarean section and then the male was born naturally through the Rechem, we might think that this second male is a Bechor because he is the Bechor L'Rechem. Therefore, the word Bechor excludes this case that he is not a Bechor because he is not a Bechor L'Leida, he is not the overall firstborn. Hangla Chalakeach Uba Paras, where Bagashem completed the second parak of Masechtas Bechoros, and we now begin the third parak, Chalakeach Behema Be'ezus Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Chalakeach Behema Mina Akum, Ve'eni Yedea Im Bechor Im Lo Bechor. If a Jew bought an animal from a non-Jew, and he does not know whether the animal already gave birth to its firstborn in the non-Jew's possession, and is therefore exempt from Bechor when it gives birth in the Jew's possession, and there's a Machlekes. Shmuel says it depends. Eiz Bashnasa Rachel Bashtayim Par B'chamar B'nei Shalish Vadu L'Kayin. If a goat gives birth before it's 1 year old, a sheep before it's 2 years old, or a cow or donkey before it's 3 years old, its firstborn is a definite Bechor that belongs to the Kohen, because as Rashi explains, the Kohen L'chein L'yolda, the animal cannot give birth earlier. Kam Da'elech Safik. If the goat gives birth when it is more than 1 year old, etc., its firstborn is only a questionable Bechor that the owner keeps, because the animal could have given birth earlier in the non-Jew's possession. Bekiva disagrees and holds that even if the goat gives birth in the Jew's possession before it is 1 year old, the firstborn is only a Safik Bechor. As he said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ilu bevlad bilvad habehem nefteres kedverecha. Your opinion is correct only if we assume that the mother becomes pater mebechayra only through a preceding birth of a fully developed animal. However, this is not so. It becomes pater mebechayra even through a preceding miscarriage of a partially developed fetus. As Acham ruled that the following indicates a miscarriage. Simn havlad bebehema daka tinuf. In a small animal, soiling alone indicates a miscarriage. Ubegasta shilya. In a large animal, the emission of the afterbirth. Ubeisha shvir v'shilya, and a woman, an afterbirth or embryo indicates a miscarriage. And Rabbi Akiva concludes with a general rule. Zehaklal, kol sheyiduah shebichra ein kan l'kohen klum. For we know for certain that the animal gave birth before the firstborn is certainly not a bechor and is not given to the kohen. B'chol sheloi bichra hareis l'kohen. And if we know for certain that the animal did not give birth before, the firstborn is a definite bechor and is given to the kohen. V'msafik yechol b'mum l'bailam. And if we're unsure whether the animal gave birth before, the firstborn is a Safek Bechor, and the owner keeps it but must wait until it receives a mum for it to become permitted to be eaten. More questions are Bishmol's opinion of Mikam Ve'elech Safek. Am I Safek? Why are we concerned in a goat of more than 1 year that its firstborn is possibly a bechor? Halach achar behemes, v'rei behemes mezabes v'yeldes petich shnasin inu b'havadi meled oiled. We should assume that the first offspring born in the Jew's possession is certainly not a bechor, because we go by the majority of animals that conceive and give birth before their first year, and this goat already gave birth before and is patim bechor. The Gemara goes on to prove that the concept of halach and achar roiv applies regarding both rubid de'isekamon, a majority that is before us, such as Bezin issues their decision based on the majority of the judges present in the room, and even regarding Ruba the Lesser Kamon, a majority that is not before us, such as in our case, that the majority of goats in the world that are not present give birth before their first year. The Gemara offers two approaches. Rava says, Rabbi Shmuel Kareb Meir Svir Le, the Chayesh Lemiyuta. Apparently, Rabbi Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that Lechumra in stringent matters, we must consider the minority. Therefore, Mekam Eilich Safek, because this goat is possibly from the Biyad, that do not give birth before the first year. Ravina says, perhaps Rabbi Shmuel does follow the Chacham. However, they hold Holchan Acharoiv only in the case of Ruba Deloitoli B'maisa, a majority that does not depend on an action. But they agree that Chashina L'miuta, in the case of Ruba Deloitoli B'maisa, a majority that does depend on an action, such as sheep conceive and give birth only if they are paired with a male. Therefore, Mekame Elich Safik, because this goat possibly was not paired with a male.